This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And among the many items of criticism leveled at Joe Biden because of his handling of the latest UN resolution where the United States abstained, a resolution demanding a ceasefire without requiring release of the hostages. We'll be talking about that with Ambassador John Bolton, who was National Security Advisor to President Trump in the Bush administration. He was our ambassador to the UN. Ambassador Bolton coming up. But there is another closer to home sort of danger, which is the danger of people in our county council here in King County, Washington, believing that the best way to reform violent criminals who are underage is to close the juvenile jails. It's a new initiative called Zero Youth Detention. One member of the county council is named Reagan Dunn. He's been a guest on this show before. He describes himself as a compassionate conservative who leads the Republican opposition against failed policies spreading from Seattle to our suburban neighborhoods. Reagan, this is something we spoke about yesterday on the air. Why do people believe that the best way to cope with this really tragic and alarming rise in youth crime is to close the youth jail?
Well, because they're looking through the wrong end of the binoculars, Michael, on this issue. As you know, when the defund, disarm, and disparage the police movement was in full force and effect, there was a lot of sort of subsidiary movement to cut the authority of the courts and to focus on defendants' rights. And one perversion of that is to say that the real victims here are the criminals themselves that are committing these heinous crimes. They've been mistreated by society for all of these reasons, and we shouldn't punish them. You know, the problem is, you're talking about, even with the juvenile jail here, 60% of them are in there for violent crimes like murder, rape, assault, gun crimes, or they've escaped already. Almost none are there for property crimes. And so if they're a dangerous group of people, many of them connected to gangs and other organized crime, they're hardened 15, 16, and 17-year-old young men. And releasing them out in the community, taking the locks off and closing down the jail, obviously is dangerous for our community. It's not sustainable. It's not going to work. And I finally had a chance to push back yesterday at the hearing on TV, finally, on this issue.
Well, it's a good thing. What I can't believe is that there a possibility, at least, of persuading some of your colleagues on the county council? Because what they're talking about is sheltering, showing more love to some of these violent youth criminals, and they would be assigned to private homes. Is that right?
Yeah, they're called respite centers or respite homes, and there's a possibility, and they'd be cited throughout King County, like Bellevue and Redmond and Kirkland and Renton and other places, and they might not be locked up. So cops would bring an accused, under this plan, murderer or rapist to a house and drop them off and hope that they don't reoffend. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It certainly won't work. And what I want to point out is, since, you know, over the 7 years since this sort of initiative has been moving forward, there has been a 60% reduction and the amount of detention for juveniles in King County. And what's totally related is that since 2001, there's now been a 146% increase in juvenile criminal filings. And that, I would say crime, but we don't have the data as well on juvenile crime as we do on adult crime. So obviously there's a You know, these two issues aren't mutually exclusive. And what we know is about 80% of these folks will reoffend within the next 6 years, according to the Bureau of Justice statistics. So you got to put people, certain populations in lockup. You know, I'm not talking about eighth graders that steal a pack of bubble gum or first offense property crimes, but more serious folks absolutely need to go to a juvenile detention center.
When you mentioned some of the serious crimes that have occurred, what are some of the more notorious youth crimes that have been inflicted on this community in say, the last two or three years?
Well, how about two or three days? It was, you know, two 16-year-old kids that were shot and dead and left on the side of the road by a juvenile just the other day. You know, I mean, it just goes on. But rape, you know, murder, multiple shootings, gang-related payback shootings, a lot of home robberies with a gun, you know, that sort of stuff. And you know, there's serious crimes. And, you know, I'm sensitive to, you know, I think the Judeo-Christian tradition has long taught us that, you know, children are special and they deserve to be treated a little bit differently. Law has always enshrined that basic principle as well. But when you go to the point of murdering or raping somebody, we're past that point, and we're at a point where we need to protect the rest of the public, and so we need to stop this really bad idea in its tracks. And Tuesday, Michael, I'm going to introduce a motion for formal adoption by the council and force my Democratic colleagues to put up or shut up and take a vote on this, whether we're going to close this thing or not, and let's see if they chicken out.
Has the Dave Reichert, former sheriff who is running for governor, has he been aware of this issue? Has he taken a stand?
Yeah, I haven't spoke to him specifically about this issue, but I can't imagine Dave's position is anything other than keep that facility up and running for the worst of the worst. His long history in law enforcement in our state, capturing the greeter for killing his 14 years in Congress, make him eminently qualified. He'd probably be saying the same thing if he were on your show right now.
Yeah, I mean, it was as he's been on the show already in the midst of a campaign, which is going to be, for once, a close and competitive campaign because of stupidity like this. In terms of this youth facility, has this been like a torture chamber, some kind of, is there something outmoded or medieval about the facility itself?
No, actually, it's not. It's a brand new facility, $242 million, opened in 2020
Wait. Let's hear that again. $242 million to build this building that was opened in 2022. Go ahead.
Right. It was just opened. It was the building was a result of a countywide vote that passed overwhelmingly. And it was designed to be flexible. It was designed to be the kind of facility that youth might find the place to rehabilitate. It has a gym. It has a library. It has a wonderful workout facility. It has classrooms. It doesn't have anything like solitary confinement. It has televisions. There's a lot of good things. And most importantly, it's in an area where we can connect those youth to the services they need, ultimately to re-enter the community. So, you know, that is a great facility that's there, and putting them in respite houses around. You know, the liberal, the very far left, is basically saying, I want to burn down the current criminal justice system. And then you ask them, okay, great, what are you going to replace it with? All right, well, they come up with this amorphous idea of, you know, alternatives to incarceration and more focus on defendants and come up with this, because there isn't really a good alternative.
Okay.
Respite houses, that's the best you can come up with.
We're almost out of time. What is the plan to do something with this $242 million building? What are they going to do with it?
Yeah, they want to, you know, who knows what they'll put in some other social program. But now what we need to do is keep the jail, the juvenile jail, open and honor the taxpayers' will and their vote here.
They're not going to use the former juvenile jail as housing for the homeless?
Could be. That might be one thing they'll do.
For people who can't afford, because you're a normal King County taxpayer, who can't afford to just laugh this off, this is a serious issue. The information from Council Member Reagan Dunn is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And I hope you'll give him the support that he needs to actually make some progress towards sanity. Speaking of progress towards sanity, Ambassador John Bolton coming up soon. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show and in the world of politics, on May 7th, Republican voters in Indiana will head to the polls to choose their nominees for chief executive to replace term-limited Republican Governor Eric Holcomb. Senator Mike Braun has staked out his claim as the field's front-runner. thanks to an endorsement from President Trump and the name recognition that comes with representing your state in Washington, D.C. Of the senators' five primary challengers, three rise above the rest. Suzanne Crouch, Brad Chambers, and Eric Doden. This is one of those Senate seats that's going to be opening up. Indiana is a safe Republican state. California is not. Though, all you can do is laugh at something like that because the Republican Party in California is struggling. But they do have Steve Garvey, former Dodger hero, former professional baseball star, who has made the primary. He is running against Adam Schiff in California for the United States Senate seat that was formerly held by Dianne Feinstein. It's one of those many, many reasons that the Republicans are heavily favored to take control of the U.S. Senate. And this is regardless of whether Trump wins or loses or what happens in the presidential race. The Republicans, either way, should be able to win in the U.S. Senate. Now, one of the problems that Republicans and Democrats that everybody seems to have right now is the problem of, okay, how many votes are going to end up in the presidential race going to Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy? And I guess it's okay now to call him Bobby Kennedy in the because of the issue of him being too young for the office. I can tell you that there was some concern in the Robert, his father's campaign for Senate, that they wanted Robert Kennedy or Attorney General Kennedy or Senator Kennedy. But here for this Bobby, his would-be running mate, who was announced the day before yesterday, her name is Nicole Shanahan. She is 38 years old. And I was struck by the fact that she's never held public office before. She's never been involved really in politics other than being a sugar mommy who writes very large checks. And she wrote a very large check. She spent about $4 million to help put an ad in the Super Bowl for Robert Kennedy's presidential campaign. And he was so proud of her being added to his ticket. Why? Because when you're dealing with North Korea and Russia and China and Iran and all of the problems and challenges in the world, you need somebody who has the right qualifications. And the candidate himself talked about the qualifications that were most important to him in picking his ticket mate for the vice presidency. This is Robert F. Kennedy speaking a couple of days ago on behalf of Nicole Shanahan's choice as his running
vice president, who shared my passion for wholesome, healthy foods, chemical-free, for regenerative agriculture, for good soils. I also wanted someone who was an athlete, who could help me inspire Americans to heal, to get them back in shape, and I'm happy to report that my vice president is an avid surfer. Who attended school on a softball scholarship.
Okay.
Like 3 years out.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a softball scholarship, but I guess that's a Title IX reality. it all seems a little bit amazing. But also amazing was before they even introduced Robert Kennedy and before he introduced Nicole Shanahan, they had a presentation honoring the native tribes that had once owned, well, they didn't own it because they didn't have a concept of ownership, had once resided. They didn't. The California tribes in particular were backward, which, I mean, The Southern California tribes in particular, the Chumash Indians, never mind. I don't want to get in any trouble here. But the truth is the truth. And she gave some a true perspective on where they were holding this event in Oakland, California. Listen.
Oh, my name is Charlene Nijme, and I am the chairwoman of the Muwekma Ohlone tribe of the San Francisco and Oakland Bay Area. Today, as we come together for Robert F. Kennedy's announcement of his VP presidential running mate, we are gathered on the ethno-historic tribal territory of the East Bay, Karkin, Huchun, Halgin, Irgin, Ohlone-speaking tribal groups of the Alameda and Contra Costa counties, whom were intermarried with the Yalamuk, Aramai, San Francisco, Costanoan Ohlone-speaking groups of the San Francisco Peninsula. These are the direct ancestors of the lineages enrolled in the Muwekma Ohlone tribe. This Greater Bay region's Aboriginal territory includes the unceded, unsurrendered lands of the ancestors of the Muwekma Ohlone tribe, who are the successors of the historic, sovereign, federally recognized, and never terminated Verona Band of Alameda County. This land was and continues to be of great historic significance to the Muwekma Ohlone tribe, and our people are still here today.
Okay, this is one of the most extended and ambitious introductions or scene settings for the Muwekma Ohlone tribe. And I'm sure that later on the crowd went wild, really, when she announced that in terms of the cause of the Muwekma Ohlone, who are not recognized as a tribe by the federal government or anyone else, that one of the first achievements of Robert Kennedy in office would be giving them their land back. How that would work and whether that would include the Oakland Coliseum. Right now they can't even keep the A's in Oakland. This is a strange development. Ambassador John Bolton joining us coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The court proceedings concerning former President Trump's attempt to have his Georgia election interference case dismissed on First Amendment grounds have ended. Trump's chief attorney contended in court Thursday that the indictment should be dismissed because the actions taken by the former president regarding the 2020 election constituted political speech and advocacy. Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S. U.S.-Mexico border situation. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington megadonor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I've admitted this before on the air, but I am somebody who prefers working with paper. I mean, actual paper, dead trees, stuff like that, than working simply on a screen. And one of the advantages of paper is you can underline the passages that mean something to you. There was just a piece in The Hill, .com, and a piece by John Bolton, a former ambassador to the United Nations for President Bush and former national security advisor for President Trump. He's also the author of the triumphant bestseller, now available in a paperback edition and available with a special update and scene setting that Ambassador Bolton has provided. Its book is called The Room Where It Happened, sort of White House memoir. His new piece that I'm talking about outlining is Will Biden Allow Hamas a Terrorist Veto? Ambassador Bolton, what a pleasure to speak to you. What was wrong with the decision by President Biden, and it was one that he is taking personal responsibility for, to abstain regarding a new resolution at the UN that is widely perceived to be anti-Israel?
Well, it is anti-Israel. The abstention is explainable, I think, only in terms of domestic politics. There are at least two things, certainly two significant things, wrong with the resolution that would justify a veto, and that, in fact, were problems with three earlier resolutions that the administration did veto. Number one, there was no condemnation of Hamas for the October 7th attack, obviously without whose barbarity we wouldn't be where we are today. And number two, this resolution made no effort to link
a ceasefire on the part of Hamas and Israel with the release of the Hamas, the victims of the Hamas kidnapping on October the 7th. Now, this linkage, the deal, ceasefire for hostages, you can debate the merits of it. I'm not a supporter of it. But it was the Biden administration position, and they pushed it right up until Friday, when actually they offered their own resolution that began to shift away from it, which resolution was vetoed, I think, very happily by Russia and China. But on Monday, it was a total capitulation to give up these two critical points of their own policy and say, well, we didn't get them, so we decided to abstain. That's a signal of weakness by a permanent member. They should have vetoed it.
They seem to be utterly committed to trying to stop this climactic episode in the war, which is the Israeli determination to move into crushing the remaining Hamas battalions. There are four of them that are located in the city of Rafah. You say in your piece, Israel's attack on Hamas in Rafah could come at any moment, and victory there could be a decisive turning point in the struggle against the ultimate aggressor, Iran. This is not the time for the United States to show weakness, especially at the UN. Jerusalem is following Winston Churchill's insight, without victory there is no survival. Washington should concur. What would that victory mean?
Well, I think Israel has defined at least part of it, which is eliminating the combat effectiveness of all 12 of the Hamas battalions that function not like random terrorists, but like an armed force. And I think eliminating the top Hamas leadership and destroying the entire tunnel system under Gaza, there are more things that could be done. But what Israel is trying to do is not simply respond proportionately to the barbarity of October the 7th, but to eliminate the threat, which they are entitled to do in the strange realms of international law, in self-defense. It's legitimate self-defense to say, I don't want to live under the threat, I'm going to eliminate it. Now, what's happening and why what the administration is backing constitutes a terrorist veto is if the terrorists are cynical, callous, and brutal enough to make their entire civilian population into a human shield, that act prevents Israel from exercising self-defense, the terrorists have vetoed Israel's ability to protect itself. And that is unacceptable. That's morally unacceptable. And to fall for the idea that somehow Israel is the cause of the misery of the civilians in Gaza, when in fact it's Hamas's own cynicism, its terrorism against its own people that's causing the misery, leads the Biden administration and let's be clear, plenty of other people into total confusion.
Okay, when you talk about leading people into total confusion, one of the things Daniel Henninger writes about today is the new Cold War that's going on between the United States and our allies and four nations, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. And he talks about people trying to pretend that danger away. Do you think he's right that we are still at risk for the kind of attack that they just had in Russia from ISIS, or that could be threatened at any moment to recapitulate an attack on Americans that would bring back the bitter, evil, painful, tragic memories of September 11th?
Yeah, two points. I think there is a new Axis power lineup in the world. Beijing and Moscow are the center of it. They've got outriders like North Korea, Iran. There are others, Syria, Belarus, Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, probably more. And that is a problem that many people in this country, Europe, around the world don't yet acknowledge. But these theaters of war that we see in Ukraine, in the Middle East, the threat to Taiwan and Asia, are not totally unrelated to one another. And I think that is an important point that we just have to keep hammering away on. And you know, the fact that the United States withdrew from Afghanistan was a marker to those countries that they were facing a weak administration, actually 2 weak administrations, Trump's for negotiating the deal with Taliban and Biden for carrying it out. ISIS-K's attacks, not just at Moscow over the weekend, but back in January against Iran, apparently were staged out of Afghan territory. Now, those countries are obviously closer to Afghanistan than the United States is, but we know how easy it is to get into the United States these days. I wouldn't be surprised if ISIS-K terrorists are already here. And that capability is directly attributable to the American and NATO withdrawal, which was a catastrophic mistake for the United States, that all of that new Axis alignment read as American weakness.
And the biggest, in the few moments left to us, the biggest priority for correcting this misguided policy?
Well, I wish we were having an election in November where we could choose between candidates, one of which at least would understand all this, but we don't. So we're going to be in for a tough 4 years, and we just have to convince people, the voters, try and elect senators and representatives who understand it, and do the best we can until we get a real leader who can lead the nation effectively, a la Ronald Reagan.
Amen to that. And a la John Bolton, you can read his entertaining and informative book, The Room Where It Happened. It is now available in paperback. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, together with his fine column in The Hill on Biden's allowing a Hamas terrorist veto. We will be back with more coming up on The Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show. President Biden is heading to New York, where he is expected to raise more than $25 million at his New York City fundraiser tonight. The supporting acts are Presidents Clinton and Obama. The Radio City Music Hall event involves entertainment from Lizzo, and there will be featured a lively conversation, that's in quotes, between the three presidents. I wonder if they're going to be asked about Trump. You think so? Clinton, Obama, and Biden. And that will be hosted, the lively conversation, by Stephen Colbert. The ticket sold for $250. It's all sold out, apparently. But a chance to get a photo with the three presidents, Biden, Clinton, Obama, that costs $100,000. And, right, those who donate at the $250,000 to $500,000 levels, can you imagine giving $500,000 to a campaign? They will have access to VIP receptions. By the way, they're expecting to raise at least $25 million tonight. The Trump's campaign total fundraising for the month of February was $10.9 million. The one thing, and apparently this is becoming a factor in the campaign, is the fundraising has gotten particularly dramatic in terms of the Democrats, and it's part of there's a piece that's very interesting that talks about Biden attempting to lay a trap to try to catch the Trump campaign. And will that be successful or not? Well, it largely depends upon President Trump's current efforts to raise money. A lot of that has to do with the selling and the monetization of his profits for selling Truth Social, which has now done very well in terms of its stock value, etc., etc. But he's also asking for money directly. He's also selling Bibles for $60 a shot, $59.99. Here he is in quick clips after having attended a funeral wake for a New York City police officer who was tragically shot by a career criminal who should have, of course, been still in jail. In any event, he came out of that and made this pitch for money. Listen.
It's going to be 7 months. It's going to be the most important day in the history of our country. We're going to take back our country. We're going to make America great again. Anything you can do to help, $5, $10, $25, $100, whatever you can do, we're going to make it. We're going to use that money well, and we're going to win. Because we're dealing against some very sick and corrupt people. So we're going to win. We're going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you.
And again, it's the president, who is proudly a billionaire, of course, begging for money. One of the questions that you always ask is how much of that money will go to pay legal bills. The Daily Beast has a piece where it says... the ingredients for a Biden comeback are falling into place at a moment in the 2024 campaign when Trump is mired in legal and financial problems. Just a few months ago, it was hard to see the ingredients of a Joe Biden comeback even while squinting at the recipe. The president began the election year with his approval rating at historic lows. It's still down there. He was trailing Donald Trump in almost all of the key battleground states, as well as in national polling averages. Influential liberals were so concerned that the octogenarian incumbent did not have another campaign in him that some were openly calling for him to be replaced as the nominee. But as the general election kicks off this spring, those calls have quieted because Biden's resurgence is coming into focus. While the president still faces serious obstacles to a second term, several important data points are lining up to demonstrate he is picking up some badly needed momentum. For the first time in a long time, there's good news for Biden on the polling front. Gradual improvements in the battleground states, along with an uptick in his approval rating, led one Democratic strategist, Simon Rosenberg, to declare the Biden bump. The boost is at the very least correlated with Biden's fiery State of the Union address, they write. With a $53 million haul in February, the Biden campaign built on their already impressive financial advantage over Trump, who brought in only $20 million over the same period. In other words, he's outraising Trump by 2-1. And part of that has to do with the fact that big business is not quite as positive toward the Republican presumptive nominee as it usually is toward business leaders. Since Biden's State of the Union, he has visited every major battleground state, typically pairing official White House stops with separate private campaign events in an effort to demonstrate his ability to keep an energetic schedule. Trump, on the other hand, has only done one rally in Ohio and another in the battleground state of Georgia since Super Tuesday. Otherwise, he's mostly been confined to his Mar-a-Lago estate as he prepares to spend the second half of April and most of May stuck in a Manhattan court 4 days a week for the upcoming Stormy Daniels hush money trial. Second, the Biden campaign is going full steam ahead on hiring in the battleground states, approaching 100 field offices with more than 130 staffers spread across eight major battleground states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, as well as now North Carolina and New Hampshire. Now, North Carolina is a state Trump's carried twice. It could be a real battleground, and they have a very controversial Republican nominee for governor, Lieutenant Governor Robinson, and we'll see what happens there if it does become competitive, as the Democrats now expect. in an election which will likely be decided by less than tens of thousands of votes in a handful of battlegrounds, the Biden campaign is focusing on gaining as much as they can at the margins now to catch up to Trump. I think the president is beginning to do the very important work that wins elections, which is travel the country, set the tone for what this election will really be about, and build a coalition and build an operation that builds a winning coalition, said Kevin Munoz, Biden's national campaign spokesperson. By combining forces and operations, says Chris LaCivita, a top Trump campaign advisor, he said the Trump campaign and the RNC are deploying operations that are fueled by passionate volunteers. We don't have to hire people. We have volunteers who care about saving America and firing Joe Biden. We do not feel obligated to discuss the specifics of our strategy, timing, and tactics with members of the news media. Democrats want to talk process because they don't want to talk about broken, brain-dead Biden. That's three B's. And his absolute failure, La Civita argued. The media should not do Democrats' bidding and should focus on the issues that the American people care about. Still, for a Trump operation obsessed with polls, the first cracks in the former president's so far dominant lead are beginning to appear. And this is fascinating. Biden's approval rating has seen an uptick in the 538 rolling average, jumping up from under 38% on March 12th to over 40% approval just 2 weeks later, and pulling ahead in the Economist head-to-head polling for the first time since September. With two such well-known candidates and some 70% of the public weary of a 2020 rematch, the little things could count even more this time around. One of those little things, how President Trump deals with his trials. Will they end up hurting or helping his prospects as President of the United States? We'll speak about this with legal expert Professor John Yoo, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.